How could Padre Pio have predicted a pivotal election outcome when all hope seemed lost? Discover the remarkable day when his prophetic words eased Pope Pius XII's anxieties about Italy's future. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. In today's video, I want to share with you some incredible accounts from Father Giovanni Siena's work, This is the Hour of the Angels, which reveal the profound connection between Padre Pio, his prophetic gifts, and the role of angels in conveying divine messages. As you'll soon hear, these accounts show how the angels revealed not only important insights for guiding souls, but also future events concerning Italy itself. Without further ado, let's dive in and explore what Father Siena had to share. Father Siena recounts how it was widely known that Padre Pio possessed the gift of prophecy, a profound knowledge of future events. This wasn't just a vague sense of what was to come. Padre Pio wasn't merely guessing or relying on unbelievable luck. His insights were astonishingly accurate, as if they were guided by a mind beyond material constraints. An angel. Father Siena shares an example where he presented Padre Pio with a seemingly simple and harmless project he had undertaken. But to his astonishment, Padre Pio warned him, "Who suggested this idea to you? Be careful. Be careful." In Father Siena's own words, well, the padre was entirely right to oppose it. Indeed, months later, circumstances evolved in such a way that if I had executed my plan, I would have found myself in embarrassing and disastrous consequences. How could Padre Pio have known this, if not for the angels themselves, who whispered a warning into his ear? Father Siena references Jesuit theologian Denis Petau, who wrote extensively about the role of angels in prophecy, stating that the angels were generally the ministers and interpreters of heavenly predictions. This notion is further supported by St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Aquinas teaches that angels serve as intermediaries between God and humanity, as they partake more fully in divine goodness than we do. In his Summa Theologica, St. Thomas Aquinas writes, "Prophetic knowledge is obtained through divine illumination and revelation. Therefore, it is manifestly conveyed through angels." One of the most striking examples of Padre Pio's prophetic gift, as Father Siena details, came during a critical moment in Italy's history. In the days leading up to the elections of April 18, 1948, the threat of communism loomed large over the country. Father Siena recalls the anxiety of the time. How many votes would the hammer and sickle gain? Would a new dictatorship emerge in Italy, worse than the collapsed fascism? The Vatican, anxious to safeguard religion, was among the most concerned. What should be done? The Church, deeply concerned about the future of religion in Italy, turned to Padre Pio for guidance. As Father Siena recounts, Pope Pius XII sent a man of great trust to seek Padre Pio's counsel. In response, Padre Pio delivered a bold and confident prophecy. "Tell the Holy Father that victory will be ours, and that it will be a resounding victory." At the time, this prediction seemed almost impossible. The communists were gaining ground, and the Christian Democrats, backed by the church, were facing internal struggles that did not inspire confidence among voters. Yet, against all odds, the election results proved Padre Pio right. The Christian Democrats won by a wide margin. When everything seemed bleak, even to the Pope himself, Padre Pio knew there was no need to worry. It's hard not to wonder if this victory was a divine intervention, a miraculous outcome revealed to Padre Pio by the angels in a moment when all hope seemed lost. Throughout his life, Padre Pio made many other predictions, from the fate of soldiers at the front to the outcomes of various personal and public events. As Siena recounts, Padre Pio often credited these revelations to the angels. For example, when asked about the fate of a recently deceased person, Padre Pio once responded, "The angel hasn't returned yet." This statement is a clear acknowledgement that the angels were his constant companions and informants, revealing the mysteries of life and death. To better understand the nature of such prophecies, it is helpful to look at church teaching. St. Thomas Aquinas explains that prophecy is a gift of grace which is given by God for the common good and is not merited by any act of human righteousness. He distinguishes between two types of prophecy: revelatory prophecy, which discloses hidden truths, often about the future or divine mysteries, and moral or doctrinal prophecy, which helps guide people's actions or strengthens their faith. St. Catherine of Siena, in the Dialogue of Divine Providence, also offers insight, stating that the soul, through prophecy, speaks of that which it receives in divine revelation, and this is always for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. These teachings remind us that prophecy is not only about predicting the future, but also about revealing divine wisdom for the betterment of souls. In conclusion, as we reflect on Padre Pio's life and the role of angels, let us be mindful of the unseen forces at work in our lives, guiding us with a wisdom that transcends human understanding. And in our own times of need, may we, like Padre Pio, trust in the guidance of the angels, knowing that they are always close by, ready to lead us towards the light. After all, St. Thomas Aquinas would remind us, these heavenly beings are the bridge between the divine and the human, constantly working to bring us closer to God's will. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.